Jason, we have a big fucking problem. Seems as though there's some sort of thing in the sky. We're not sure exactly what it is, but we're trying to get data with our computers. As you can hear the computers in the background, they're going wild. Johnny, what do we have on the monitors?
Oh, God, sir, I don't know. It looks kind of like a cylinder, like a can.
Like a can? Oh, my God.
Speaking of tin cans, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first and only Cans
with Greg and TJ.
There it is. What will we be doing on this show, TJ?
Well, it's honestly really simple what our goal here is, and our goal is to seek out unique cans of food.
Sounds terrible. But we assure you, it's not. These are cans that are full, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you walk
full
into
to the
store.
Brim of mystery.
Exactly. I mean, how many times, TJ, have you walked into a store? You've walked down an aisle, and you walk through the. It was almost like a shady. I don't want to say shady aisle, but you know, you're going through this boutique in the middle of nowhere. Maybe it's a foreign boutique, and you see.
Okay, I think I'm with you so far.
And you see cans. You see lots of cans. But cans that you don't know. We're not talking Progresso. We're not talking, you know, SpaghettiOs. We're talking,
You don't even have an answer because you don't know what's on the shelves in some of the stores here in Los Angeles.
Absolutely right, you are.
It's not Campbell's soup, we'll put it to you that way. We know what that's like.
We know what it's like, and that's what we're trying to avoid. Well, we're not going to try to avoid it. Nothing wrong with those.
But I want to see what else comes in a can.
I agree with you 100%.
And so that's why we're here.
And it would only seem fair to share with the rest of America.
And other countries, do not forget
every
that.
Every country in the world that is listening to this podcast.
Oh, so zero. Well, actually, I mean, who's to say?
Exactly, who is to say? Well, here we are. We're drinking beer as well. Part of the show is that we first will... We seek out these individuals, these interesting cans. We decide on a good one.
It's a collaboration effort so far, but I also think that we will introduce a surprise can for the other person, so it's a genuine like first time reaction on the show.
And that's good. We like that. We're gonna surprise each other, and that's gonna be the next time that we meet for cans. But for this one, we're gonna start off with a single can. We're going to be drinking throughout this entire thing.
Yes.
So naturally, you know, we're going to start off pretty sharp, and then things will change rather drastically throughout the process.
Well, because honestly, I don't know if I could even eat the contents of the cans without being drunk.
I don't think I disagree with you on that one.
I think it just makes my job easier.
Well, TJ, America, cheers.
To America, cheers. And
to cans.
Into cans. I would say that my American pride is
on the line,
on full boner mode right now because of the 2014 Olympics.
Ah, yes,
I love number one. I love obscure sports. Like for whatever reason, like things that I'm not familiar with, watching people compete in. Very interesting to me.
And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, so you know when we're putting this out, and hopefully it's of the right time. Actually, maybe I shouldn't say the date in case it takes a little too long to get this podcast out. So let's just continue. But Russia...
Unnamed date.
Now, before we get to cans, since you mentioned the Olympics, yeah. I think it's interesting how the last ring did not, during the ceremony,
right.
Open up properly. Interestingly enough, As the Russian leader himself decided to get on his helicopter.
He has a helicopter.
Putin.
Yeah, and what did he do?
Well, I'll tell you what he did. He just happened to go home. But what happened the next day? The body of the man responsible for the contraption opening the rings was found dead in his apartment with multiple stab wounds. Authorities have ruled out the possibility of foul play. Instead, they claim he must have fallen on several knives.
I don't believe that can possibly be true.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think that it's easy to fall on a set of knives, but, I mean, that's just depending on what country you're in.
I just can't see... is that guy really dead?
Yeah, he's definitely dead.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to look at that. That's really... I mean, that's such a minuscule thing, in my opinion. Like, everyone knows what the Olympic rings look like.
They do.
If the machine doesn't open properly, there's an other 1 million machines in the room doing exactly what they're supposed to do. I say my odds are still pretty good.
Well, for the beginning opening ceremony, I must say that is quite a disappointment.
Well,
to be hosting such a prestigious event. It was a
disappointment immediately as soon as people were getting there and realizing that they didn't have their shit together in Russia.
They definitely didn't. I think that people realized that when they were gunning down dogs, but that's a different story
altogether. Well, again, yes, of course. What's a man when you're killing dogs? But you know what they love in Russia? Cans.
They do love cans. Cans of all sizes, shapes, and colors. Women have cans.
That's
men.
True.
Men have cans.
I know several men with cans.
I know many men with cans.
I've been to Kansas City as well.
Oh, that's. I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to can that joke.
No, it's a bar.
You like that?
It's in Astoria, Queens. It's like a different kind of Hooters. It's called Kansas City.
Oh, cans. Welcome to cans.
I got a flight of beer. As a matter of fact, my waitress was very, very attractive. Cans.
She had. I'm assuming she had nice cans. What are the differences between the cans that one would find on a respectable woman?
Right.
A lady, have you? We're only using the word cans because of, well, the topic at hand, our show.
Yeah.
So, ladies, please, understand. The difference between the cans one might find at Hooters as compared to the cans you might find at Cans.
Well, there's a lot of differences.
Many major ones that you'd like to share?
Well, are you asking what
is for someone to open up an establishment called Cans?
Yes.
And it to be similar to Hooters, what's the...
Kansas City. Yeah, the place is called Kansas City. It's basically... Yeah.
Just answered my question. Thank you. Perfect. Okay. Well, why don't we get started?
Okay.
So... we can't really get started on this can yet, but perhaps we can.
You're going to be doing the puns all night.
I got to tell you, great stuff. Believe it or not, I did not plan that.
I don't believe it.
I wouldn't if I were you, but I would if I were
you.
Me.
I don't know if me or you is Ripley in this situation, but I do not believe that shit.
I don't know about that. I think that I definitely resemble Ripley.
You want to be, do you feel like he's prestigious, Ripley?
The talented Mr. Ripley? Are we talking?
Well, no, like the guy who made Ripley's Believe It or Not, like it started off as like a pocket novel, like with illustrations about odd stories.
Oh, and everybody knows what that is. No. That's Ripley's, it must be related to, I believe the gentleman who played Clark Kent in Lois and Clark.
Okay, yes, he was on the television show.
Many people confuse with Mario Lopez.
No, I've never heard anyone confuse Mario Lopez possible with Dean Cain. The only one.
But it's just a mansion with torches full of cool shit. You know, it's like a museum that you can touch everything, essentially. I mean, I'm curious as to whose mansion that is. I mean, that's like the real life Indiana Jones.
That Ripley is a badass. That's my point.
But is he, or is he just a stuffy man purchasing objects off, you know, auctions?
I read a tiny old book from like the 60s that was Ripley's Believe It or Not, and it was like illustrations and stories from like around the world. I read it like 100 times. It was amazing.
That's a lot of times to read a book.
It was probably not 100 times. You caught me.
I don't. I am very. Very sorry to call you out on that.
That's fine. I don't mind at all, really.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Well, the thing I find interesting is that this beer we have came from a bottle. And
I see where you're going with this.
Do we feel like we should only be drinking canned beer from here on out on cans?
Ladies and gentlemen, what do we think? It would only be fair.
Do you want to flip a coin?
I think we should flip a coin.
But only drinking cans of alcohol on the show rules out hard liquor.
Not unless
wine. Unless we put wine in a can.
I was thinking that. We might as well have to. I mean, if it comes down to it.
We could just save some cans and just use them to fill up with.
Yeah, that's kind of pushing it a little bit. You know, just keeping cans around. Well, I guess.
We're devoting hours of our life to cans. I know, Greg. Right, I know. If we should do it, we should take it to the full level.
It's still
in the nurturing stages.
The guy down the street with the shopping cart is gonna have a field day when he sees how many cans we're hoarding.
Yeah,
he's gonna
break
in here and kill both of us because we're being selfish.
And we're, you know, and five cents, it adds up.
It does.
But this is like our little baby, you know. We're parents. We're gonna have differing views on how to raise it.
Can babies. Baby what? Cans. Both. Baby cans. Where are those? Oh, those do exist.
I've seen them. Yeah. They're the little tiny ones.
What about smaller ones? You know?
How are you talking how small?
I'm talking really small.
How many kernels of corn can fit in this can?
Oh, man. It's a good thing you asked. I'd say about 50.
50 kernels of corn? That would be a pretty small can.
That's the exact size that I was thinking. The way you are showing me a can that looks like it's the size of a, I don't want to say a, maybe a little higher in length than a mini lighter, right?
Okay.
But it has the circumference, you would almost think it to be kind of like a, you know, it's hard for me to describe what I'm thinking about. Almost like the size of a cork.
Okay.
You know, but double the size of a cork.
Okay, so it's pretty fat.
Yes. It's enough for like a sip.
Just like two forkfuls of corn. Or like three.
Why are you using corn?
Okay, well, just to get a visual here. What are you using corn, man? Okay, olives. How many olives fit in the jar?
That's ridiculous. It's like three or four.
Four olives in the can.
How big are the olives? Are we talking green olives or black olives?
Black olives.
We're getting off topic here. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the introductory segment.
When we honestly does not conclude a damn thing. But
shit, absolutely not.
But that's the best part about it.
What are we doing when we come back?
We will be going over some of the specs on the can. We'll give you the lowdown on this session's can of choice.
I know you're all just dying to know what can we have here. It's slightly dented. It's red. It has some stuff on it. And it's definitely from Mexico.
I would disagree, and I'll tell you why when we come back. Gotta read with your own two eyes, my friend.
It's not from Mexico?
No siree.
Wow, that's extremely prejudiced of me.
Yeah, you are this week in culturally insensitive.
It says Solmex on the top.
It's imported from Chile, Greg. Chile.
I can't.
It's a beautiful South American country, Chile.
I know. Oh, wow. Yeah, it just says Chile right there. A
couple times, I think.
Yeah, it says it actually twice, right next to each other.
It's too bad.
Product of Chile and producto de Chile.
Well, we have a Chilean star here for you guys when we come back. Thanks so much for loving cans.
Loving cans. We'll be right back.
My wine. Welcome to Papa's, where I make wine for you. You drink the wine. I make wine with grapes, and you drink them. Come on down to Papa's. Because everything is grape. I mean great.
Howdy, and welcome back to Cans.
Howdy.
Greg and TJ.
What the hell, man? Always going with the howdy. You did that. We've been in Los Angeles for what? I keep saying 8 months, and I've said that for a while now.
About 10 months, I would say.
Jesus Christ. You just kept saying howdy while we were driving across the country.
That's true.
But I've never heard you. I've known you for years, and it just happened out of nowhere. I'm not sure if it was like the Nebraskan air.
I don't know what it is, because I've also never caused said howdy you throughout my life. Nebraska did cause me to vomit.
Don't go to any McDonald's in Nebraska.
Anyone. And don't buy beer in Nebraska either.
And don't.
Where did we buy that beer?
Sit straight up in a car, in a freezing car, in a campsite that's below freezing.
I don't think anyone needs that advice. I think everyone knows not to do that except for us.
Yeah. Just don't go to Nebraska. That's it. Actually, no, if you're in Nebraska and you're listening to this, really do love the beautiful land. But again, double cheeseburgers are just...
Yeah, I had a bad experience, but that's my fault, because...
Am I kidding? Nebraska sucks.
Yeah. You know, what can you do?
Nothing to do with you guys, if you're listening. Which you are, because everyone in Nebraska is tuning in on their little... on their barn-made, you know, radios.
Old school. Boombox radios.
Tommy's got his, you know, overalls on. He's playing with a, you know... An old resistor.
Playing with his father's old gun. Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. So here, their can today is something that we picked up at a Smart and Final.
That's correct.
The West Hollywood location of Smart and Final. Please don't stalk us. And it's the company is Solmex. Have you heard of that, Greg?
You know what? I have not.
Now, it's a registered trademark.
Is sun.
That's true.
And I also know that Mex is short for Mexican.
You may think that is true, yes. Some people would think that's true. Describe to me what you see on this can, the photograph.
Well, TJ, what I see here is a normal size can for the most part. Yeah. You know, you have a red label that runs around the entire thing. Now, on here you have a Solmex trademarked Sol-Mex in white on the top. Beneath that, you have...
Go into detail about this photograph. Does that look appetizing to you?
Not necessarily. It kind of looks like it was chewed in advance. But maybe it's good. You know, it kind of looks like scallops, you know, but not necessarily.
Okay, yes. Or maybe like even white tofu. Pieces of something.
White pieces cubed up on the northern region of this. You see two slices of lemon. I see parsley tossed in there very delicately as a garnish. We have two slices of avocado.
Avocado.
Now, but I must say, the type of slice of this avocado I see just so happens to be what you would expect at a Subway when they take half the avocado.
I see.
And they cut it. After they've had it, they quarter it.
Right. So scoop it out.
Right. So you have the quarters. So I see two quarters, which is only half an avocado. We're missing the other half in this picture.
And then we have some pink stuff over here on the right side.
Right. Now, methinks that might be a tomato or a tomato. Just kidding. It doesn't. It looks like a fake flower from a Chinese restaurant that you chew on and get dye on your tongue. Everyone's made that mistake, and I made it frequently growing up. Yorktown Heights.
I've never made that mistake. You got dye on your tongue from eating fake flowers.
It's like 5 days. It didn't go away for like 5 days.
You did that multiple times?
No, it just didn't go away for 5 days.
Okay.
It's dye, man. Was I supposed to know?
Well, this is
it
just
was a carrot.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't really a carrot.
Well, it was plastic.
It wasn't a plastic flower.
My point is that this picture that we just described is just only a serving suggestion.
Right.
Of
serving suggestion, none of this.
Yeah. And
warning, open can.
Warning, open can and place directly into trash outside.
Keep away from all animals or children. Yeah. Keep away from children.
Here we have Solmex's imitation abalone. Now, do you know what abalone is? Do you want to give me a look-see on that?
I would love to. So, while I'm looking
for this... Or in the Spanish,
Aboulon Imitation.
Now, can you spell that for me, please? And for the
A-B-A-L-O-N-E.
Okay, abalone. Sounds like bologna.
Abalone.
Like a bologna, almost. Like a bologna sandwich.
But you're putting the wrong emphasis on it.
Ah, okay. Oh, my God. All right. Well, Wikipedia, as we know, is the most accurate source of information. So we're going to always go by this.
It's been 100%
wow. Truth. Okay. Temporal Ridge, late Cretaceous period. Very interesting. Oh, you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, that is a car passing in the distance.
Sounds more like a truck. Plane. I don't know.
If this was like the Fifth Element, that would be a fucking car, okay? It would be. It'd be in the sky. But if you're going to... By the time this podcast gets out, I might be right.
Yeah, that's true.
Living abalone. Abalone?
Abalone.
Abalone in tank shown. Okay, the tentacles. It has tentacles.
Just tell the people.
Okay, what family. It is. Discovered in 1815. Gastropoda family. Now, this. Okay. Spanish. Abalone. From. Let's skip that. It's a common name for any of a group of small to very large edible sea snails, marine gastropod, mollusks.
Go on.
That's obscure as hell.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I'm going to come off as such a moron.
No, I just have...
my mother's a English teacher.
A lot of seafood knowledge.
Really? That's interesting. Anyway... Other common names for this are ear shells, sea ears, and mutton fish, or mutton shells.
Is ears spelled E-A-R-S?
E-A-R space shells.
Ear shells. Oh, God, that sounds
or
awful.
Or Ormer in Great Britain. They always have to make it difficult and of course. Say whatever the hell they want.
That's what the Queen Olma. Says.
Ormer, yeah.
Well, this is...
Oh, and Venus's ears in South Africa.
Interesting.
And Pala.
Here on the can, it says it's prepared from calamari.
Well, it contains only one gene, Haliotis, which contains about 4 to 7 subgenera.
Huh. And here in the can, we have about 15 ounces of abalone, 425 grams.
Well, the shells of abalones have a low open spiral structure and are characterized by several open respiratory pores in a row near the shell's outer edge. Now, please keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I may sound like I know what I'm talking about, but you can just get this exact script from Wikipedia. The thick inner layer of the shell is composed of mother of pearl, in which Ooh. Many species is highly iridescent, giving rinse, that's rise, and the beer's kicking in, to a range of strong, changeable colors, which makes the shells attractive to humans as a decorative object, jewelry, source of color for mother pearl. Blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
So not only are we eating it, we're using it for jewelry. That's
it's considered
good to
be a desirable food, consumed raw or cooked in a variety of dishes. Ooh, there's a thing here that says diseases and pests, but I would prefer not to read that.
Let's
until
go skip.
After
let's
we eat
skip
it,
that.
You know, just in case.
Do here we have the. You want me to read you
oh,
the ingredients?
Shit. This is cool. Okay, so due to overfishing, extinction is imminent, it seems. The acidification of the ocean causing a major problem to these. And from what it seems here, the actual prediction is that within 200 years, at the current rates of carbon dioxide production within our planet, these will be extinct.
Abalone, you got 200 years left, huh? God bless them.
We better start eating them.
Well, the only thing that concerns me here, Greg, is the ingredients. Ingredients are calamari, abalone broth, which is water salt, abalone type, shell fist.
Shell fist?
Yes.
Wait, you're kidding me. Right? No. Shell fist.
Yes. Sugar and shell sodium tripolyphosphate.
Shell fist.
Abalone type
is it
shell
possible
fist.
That somebody misprinted that?
It's possible. I think that's
because
what happened.
It doesn't say shellfish also, right?
It does not say shellfish.
Interesting. And this is a shellfish
Well, it's made mostly from calamari, from what I understand from the ingredients.
Oh.
But, yeah, take a look at that. What do you think?
That definitely says shell fist. That is just very interesting.
You can't plan that.
You can't plan that, TJ. You can't plan that. But I tell you one thing. Someone got fired.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Serving size, tamaño por ración. Okay, so we have 70 calories. Calorie from grasa.
Fat.
Fat, thank you. Grasa. 30. 3 grams. Trans fat, 0%. Okay, cholesterol, 7%. Sodium, 12% of your daily. And there's 4 servings in here, so keep that in mind. Protein, 13 grams.
Hey, how about that?
Why don't we bring this down to Gold's Gym? Let's get all those guys some...
Some abalone.
Solmex, yeah.
Solmex protein shakes.
Yo, what's up, bro? I'll take a Solmex protein. I'll take a Solmex shake. Just pour this can into a blender with milk.
Oh, with protein powder? Oh, God.
You don't need protein powder. This has got enough. Okay, wild caught.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is trademark, 1989. Good to know that since the year I was born, Solmex had started catching wild abalone.
Shellfist.
Yes.
Wild shellfist.
My birth year, wild shellfist was on top of the radar. It says here, according to Chile, March 13th, 2017 is when you shouldn't eat this shellfish.
Okay, so what's the date? March?
So this can is like a sarcophagus.
That's three, more than 3 years from now.
Well, I know for a fact.
And you can still eat it.
I'll tell you one thing, TJ. If there is an apocalypse, we know how to get our protein.
Boom.
But that depends on what happens in the next segment.
That's true.
As we open the can...
And see what we've gotten ourselves into here.
Exactly.
On this little experiment. 4% iron, which is good. I am a little bit intimidated to crack into this bad boy. Just from a lot of the weird warning, shit that's going on with this can.
The warning signs on the internet and also on the cans.
But I'm pumped, and let's get that old fashioned can opener out, the hand cranker.
Yeah, we got a hand cranker. It's old It's not even old fashioned. Even old fashioned can openers work better than the one that we have.
Well, it's just like a non-electric.
That's it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please stick around because we are going to be right back with cans to crack open this Solmex
with Greg and TJ,
and we're going to be catching up with our beer in the meantime, and we will be. Yeah,
we'll be ready to grub. So stay.
I'm starving.
I know you haven't eaten a thing,
which is not good.
It's not good at all. It's gonna be like the.
It's like putting. Yeah. It's like eating something obscure out of a can on an empty stomach. All right, we'll be right back.
This is a message from the Coalition of Keeping America Cool. You may have heard some rumors about how cigarettes can cause a hazard to your health. But it's no secret that smoking a cigarette makes you cool. Hell, I'm the coolest guy I know, and I'm smoking 3 cigarettes right now. Brought to you by the Coalition to Keep America Cool.
Time to eat a can!
Oh, God. Time to eat a can.
Well, my break was a little long, was it not?
No, it was only like 2 seconds.
Whew. I mean, it may have felt like 2 seconds, but to me, Mr. Reardon, it felt a little longer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Cans.
Cans.
We have,
Greg and TJ.
Yes, we do.
And we also have Solmex imitation abalone.
We've moved on to wine, by the way. Why? Because Solmex, which just so happens to not be available on the internet, No information, really. May taste good with wine. That's not really possible.
Oh, too bad it's not Chilean wine. Because I know Chile does have good wine.
It does, actually. Mapo? M-A-I-P-O.
I don't know.
Pronunciation, unfortunately.
Mapo?
I feel like a stupid American by not being able to do this.
I don't know.
I really do, but...
anyway, I've had some very good wine. It's Australian. We're doing Australian wine.
That's exactly what's happening. Australian. Right now, we got some wine. Oh, you want some wine? Hey, we got Cabernet. Slip me one. We got plenty of Cabernet. Anyway, this Solmex can, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm not sure if you were here before, but we mentioned...
You were here before. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, boy. Drinking. So this can, okay, of Solmex, imitation... Abalone, it truly does say shell fist, not shellfish.
I know that.
Shell fist, which doesn't exist, really.
It's just a misprint title.
Right. So why don't we, shall we?
Yeah, cut it in. Cut it
pop open. The can. This is the sound of a can opener.
Oh, God. A shitty, shitty can opener.
Oh, wow. This can opener is like working only because you said it wouldn't. There's way too much liquid in this fucking can.
I don't know what I'm gonna do about that. There's a lot of liquid, folks. It's creeping up onto the
top of the lid. God, it's really a lot. It's like the kind of thing where you open a can and you're like, that shouldn't have been in there.
Oh my god,
this is terrible.
What are you doing with that thing? You're mangling it.
Yeah, I'm mangling
it. How do you he's putting debris into it.
I'm gonna talk to the people while I
look at this
shit.
This is really awful. He's no swiftness with the can opener.
Hey, it's filtering out though.
Okay, so we dumped a lot of the liquid out, so that's good.
Pretty sure that's been crawling in here.
Well, that's not what I paid for. But there is...
You didn't pay for anything because I bought the can, you piece of garbage.
I'll reimburse you whenever you want.
You better pay me $1 then.
Okay, that's fine.
No, just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, TJ is not a piece of garbage. He's a true American man.
That smells awful.
Oh my god, it
smells so bad.
It smells like crustaceans. Wow, really though, you know, it really kind of reeks of, can you describe the smell for our studio audience?
Low tide.
Oh my god. Do I feel the one to say this?
Oh god.
Yeah, I shouldn't say what this really smells like.
It's awful. It does not smell good at all.
This is really terrible.
And Greg can't get the can open. The whole purpose of the show is for now.
Smells like a bad date.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
You know,
this smells like
a very, very bad night.
Don't take your date to Chile.
That's not what I was getting at. Jesus Christ. It's like I forgot.
God sakes, man.
Can I
just want to do a sub in? It's still not open. We still have not tasted it.
Jesus.
Hey, it's going nuts. You're knocking
the whole
studio.
Oh, then why don't you try to open the goddamn can? All right. I already did all the work for you.
Okay, well...
Hey, that smells terrible.
It's so bad.
Oh, God.
It's really, really bad.
It smells like I would imagine... I would imagine a... that's not going to work for you, buddy.
All right, well, let's give it a shot here.
If it smells like a strip club that happens to be located in SeaWorld.
Yeah.
You know?
That's definitely could be a possibility. It's disgusting. It is some of the worst. I think we're working in business here.
Let's use the end of this spoon. Perfect. Oh, sorry if that just...
Hey, it happens to everyone sometimes.
That cocktail just...
A little bit of that abalone cocktail.
It's about love. It's not about the...
Yeah, it's about love here on
Cannes. Oh, God. Okay, abalone, baby. We got these pieces of meat in here. We're going for it. Oh, okay. Smelling it further.
This is going to be really bad.
Let's go for it. Ready? One, two, three. This might be the first time in my life. I don't know what to say.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Right, but it's not as good as I thought it would be either.
It's quite fake. Quite plain. It's salty. And its texture is very odd.
Yes, on a serious note, it's kind of like, when you look at it, it's almost like in cube form.
Yeah.
But a little off. It's almost like if you had a perfect cube that somebody pressed on the top and then shifted it, so it's they're all just chunked. They're chunked, kind of like scallops almost. And when you break them apart, they kind of have the consistency of scallops as well, but more tougher. You know, like how salmon breaks apart, like you
it's
like
flaky,
those layers. Yeah. It's flaker, yeah. But it's chewy, but not too chewy.
No, it's not bad. It's well, it's not like calamari that sits on.
It's not bad
the...
at all. What's that? Cockney?
It's not like calamari that sits under the heat lamp in a restaurant for a little too long and it gets real chewy when you get it back to your table.
I also apologize for just before when I
that's
made
fine.
Funny for the whole British thing. But, yeah.
It's not quite that bad, but it coming straight out of the can here, it lacks a certain something.
Right. I mean, I don't know really when anyone would really eat it. You know, the way we are, I think they would put it in something like some sauce. Would I purchase this and put it in a pasta dish? Abso-fucking-lutely. I think I might actually do that. I really do think I would. I think I will, in fact.
I would agree.
Buy this and put it in some tomato sauce, maybe white wine.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Butter, very good as
white
well.
Wine, butter,
they have the, if we're going for cans again, ladies and gents, I'm going to have to say that, I'm thinking tuna. It's not maybe Starkist or maybe it's Bumblebee makes.
Oh yeah,
clams. They have the canned clams. Yeah. And honestly, if you're making an easy pasta dish, you crack this open. You even use the juice that comes in.
I've done it.
It's fantastic. It's very good. One can, amazing. You got pasta.
Clam sauce is
very very good.
Top notch.
It's safe. I mean, I don't know if my personality, and maybe you don't want to do what I've been doing with those cans because I look how I turned out. But I would put these in pasta, definitely.
For sure.
By itself, it's interesting. I'm not enjoying it.
Right.
I'm actually kind of getting used to it.
Well, I'm very hungry, so.
I'm kind of liking this a lot, actually.
It's not bad.
Chili is on to something.
No.
Chili is manufacturing something called Starfist. Starfist. I guess I just made up a new.
That's another. That's a whole other.
Chili would love to get their hands on that.
I don't think they would, Greg.
I think they would by accident.
I think internet porn would like to get their hands on that. But anyway. Point being, it's not bad, and it would be good in a, you know, you ever have like a seafood fra diavolo where he has mussels, clams,
yes,
shrimp, scallops, everything in there?
A medley.
I could put this in a medley for sure, in some sort of a, an appetizer.
Right.
It would be an interesting take on a fried calamari, like popcorn calamari.
You know what? That actually raises a good question right there. Not a good question, but a good thing that you said. This is really good wine.
Yes.
Thank you, Trader Joe's. frying these, really. I mean, you make poppers almost. You know, you put these, you know, you just toss these in a little bit of egg after you beat it up a little bit. You throw it some breadcrumbs and you fry it. I mean, you done deal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really, like, you got these little morsels. And what do you want on the inside there? Tartar cocktail?
That's a cheap meal if I ever heard one. I mean, I would say there's a good amount of pieces in here.
And
for the poppers, hypothetically, you know, you had, you know, a group of four or five people hanging out. Buy two cans, maybe. Yeah, say three cans.
How many friends would you
$2.99 a can, right? So three times three is nine. You spend less than $10. However, we're going to assume you have the breadcrumbs because you're from America.
Okay. I use your breadcrumbs because I'm from America.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. But I have the breadcrumbs because I'm Italian. See how it works?
I see. But I see. I
you have the breadcrumbs. All of you have the breadcrumbs because you're American, because you take them from your friend who is Italian, who likes breadcrumbs in his
cabinet. Everyone knows a guy who likes breadcrumbs.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, perfect.
Which is a good thing.
Well, okay, so do you think that...
We're going to die from this? Very possible.
Do you think that your friends would be happy to show up and the snack is abalone poppers? Are people going to be thrilled with that when you put that on the table?
I think if you tell them that it's something else, you have a great party ahead of you.
Right, what do you tell them it is then?
You tell them that it's... Honestly, I really think you can get away with saying scallops. I really do.
Like mini scallops?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the big... Have you ever had the big scallops?
Oh, I've had them.
They're so...
I'm getting this weird feel. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. When I breathe in, my lungs hurt. I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the fact that we just started eating this can.
I don't know either.
Yeah, really weird. Just me, huh?
My lungs feel fine. Well, my lungs feel terrible, but that's normal for me.
All right, so maybe I'm just being, you know.
Greg.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and continue to eat these because it's not like it's...
I am. I'm doing that right now.
But I have to say my opinion immediately changed when I took one of those things out of the can and had it because it looks shaky from the outside. Don't judge a book by its covers is one of the things you learn on cans.
Oh, shit.
What?
Yeah, this actually says cook. Cook.
Are you serious?
I'm 100%.
All right, well, people eat sushi, so.
Out of a can?
I think we'll be all right.
You look worried. Are you terrified?
No.
Because I'm 100% fucking around.
I knew you were.
I saw you getting really anxious, though. All right, all right, all right, all right. So we've done it. We have done it. We have eaten the can.
We've conquered it.
Conquered it. Ladies and gentlemen, please go out and really, actually, I would, personally, I'm going to give it a rating. My rating happens to be on the can scale. This is our first time doing it. Versus my expectations, I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay. I'm going to give it a can do.
I said that before off air, and now you're saying it on air.
Why would you blow gold like that off air? When you said it off air, I said that's gold. I'm gonna keep it in my pocket.
Can't believe that you just took that from
me. Hey man, now everyone knows it's yours.
It's ours. It's ours.
I would not give this an 8. I would give it a 6.
You better fucking call Chili on the phone, bro, because that is an 8. I give it an 8 for its potential. 6 in taste from a can, I'm right there with you.
Okay, well, that's what I...
But potential to satisfy?
I can't judge the potential from here. I think I give it a 6 on the scale of everything that I could buy in a can. Because I know I can buy things in cans that are absolutely a 10 knockout.
Like what? What's that progresso? What's that chunky soup?
Any of that stuff. Game. Okay, well then what's, like, diced?
Take chunky soup. Take the potatoes from chunky soup. Imagine all those were in a can.
Yeah.
Different game.
Completely different game.
Exactly. If this was mixed with something else, fantastic. This and clam chowder, fantastic.
I'm sure people do that to save money.
I hope they do. But it seems as though we have run out of time.
Okay. Well, that's too bad.
We're actually over, but that's because we are playing God right now.
Well, right. That's
true. Do whatever we want.
Like God drinking wine.
Just turning like awfully religious. For the record, when we say God, it's an expression, okay?
So, well, no, yeah, of course. I mean, everyone has their own God.
You know. Right. And mine is Solmex. King and queen of the shellfist.
Shellfist. That's the best shellfist I've ever had, I'll tell you that right
now.
Listen,
I've never been fisted, and I plan on never being. But I just got shell-fisted, and I'm actually okay with it.
I'm okay with it, too. I expected to hate it when I first got that briny smell when we popped it open. Right.
Yeah.
God's sakes, I was upset. But, you know, turns out I did just fine.
I just took a piece out that's like 2 inches long. This does not look normal.
Double the size of the other pieces.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here with us for cans. And we will
hopefully be back.
Yeah, next week.
Okay, well, fantastic. And we'll have another fun little can for you.
That one was definitely raw.